The World Economic Forum article calls for reinventing the global food system and praises products that are animal-free. I'd like to have some products that are World Economic Forum free. I'd like to have some products that are free of the climate nihilism. I'd like to have some products that are free of the pandemic nihilism and all the rest of the stuff. The World Economic Forum is talking about reinvention of the global food supply and praising alternative proteins made by animal-free products. Folks, understand this, not just the food, but it's also the distribution of the food. This article from Daily Wire doesn't really get into the distribution aspect of it, but we could clearly see it in the Netherlands. Mark Rutte was part of a food distribution network there planned from the World Economic Forum. I can't remember off the top of my head what they called it. But he was there to control distribution of the food. But, of course, they were also very aggressive in terms of shutting down farms. No manure, no this or that, under the idea that we got to control nitrogen emissions. It's not even the nitrogen seeping into the water and creating algae. No, no, no. This is nitrogen emissions. Eliminate all animals. But it was also about the food supply, and he had a member of his family or his wife's family was part of a company called Picnic. Bill Gates was an investor in that, and they were going to be delivering the food. They wanted to shut down not just your ability to get real food, but even how you would get access to the food, the delivery aspect of it. And they made the Netherlands kind of a test subject for that. It's one of the reasons why he got rightfully clobbered by this new farmer party that's there. We'll see what happens if they've got enough power to do anything about it. The World Economic Forum on Thursday put out an article titled Feeding the Future, Why Renovation and Reinvention Are Key to Saving Our Food System. They don't want to save it. I mean, when they talk about reinvention, they're not talking about saving it. They have a radical plan. When we talk about radical, remember, radical means that you rip it out by the roots. Radix, that's the Latin for root. The food transition aims to reshape the way society produces, distributes, consumes, and discards food. Again, distribution. A transformation that will impact the mutual advancement of human and environmental health, said the World Economic Propaganda. The propaganda then compared an overhaul of the food system to the global transition to renewable energy, such as solar, wind power, and electric vehicles. How's that working out for us? Zero energy, zero food, zero COVID. These are all nihilistic policies to destroy what they claim they want to save. They said, while renovation makes incremental improvements across the food value chain, reinvention aims for systemic change. The fully scaled reorientation of food production in a way that alters the underlying structures within the modern food industry. They praise companies such as Nestle that has developed animal-free protein powder. Nestle said in 2022 that its animal-free product is made through fermentation and is identical to the wheat protein found in cow's milk. But what else does it have in it? That's the question. The food transition is a pivotal moment in human history, says the World Economic Forum, demanding bold action across sectors, industries, and disciplines. There is no singular approach to transformation, but it is critical that the food industry rebalance their approach to innovation with significantly more investment put toward reinvention. We have to somehow stand in front of this, like Gandalf, and say, this shall not pass. We've got to tell them we don't want this change. And the way that we tell them that we don't want it is to refuse to participate in it. So they're pushing fake meat. Again, that was one article. Another one, creating a vibrant food innovation ecosystem. How Israel is advancing alternative proteins across many different sectors. Of course, they also experimented Benjamin Netanyahu and his own people with the vaccine. In Australia, this article talking about a local chain, Coles, in New South Wales, Australia. They announced that they would put buying limits on eggs due to a national shortage. And you know what's causing the natural shortage? national shortage. It's not natural. It's unnatural. The government is going through and slaughtering chickens everywhere. And so this article was put up by the government. It says, don't stock up on eggs due to shortages. Don't do that. Yeah, see, the government hates when you prepare. Because when you prepare, that messes up their plans. If you prepare for the catastrophe and the chaos that they're going to try to impose on you, they don't like that. They tell you, don't prepare. And so this one person says, we're told by the leadership of the egg industry that there are plenty of eggs being produced in Australia. And if there are some, perhaps temporary supply interruptions for some suppliers, then those gaps and those interruptions will be corrected very, very quickly. Well, okay. So again, let's just put aside for the moment how the PCR process lies to everybody, and you can't rely on anything that it says. As a matter of fact, you know, the cycle thresholds are way, way down. But they've actually ramped, in terms of reliability, but they've actually ramped it up now with digital PCR stuff. But let's just forget that for a second. Let's just assume that it was correct. Let's assume that when they get a positive PCR process, that these animals really do have it, even though they don't have any symptoms, that they've really got what they're testing for. Now, why kill them? Why kill the entire flock? Why destroy an entire farm? Why not quarantine it and watch it? Because when they kill them, they then, you know, ship the bodies, they put them up on a conveyor belt, fly them through the air, and put them in an open-air truck and drive them. Wouldn't it be better just to seal them off and quarantine them? And then if you saw that the PCR test that came back positive without a sick animal was actually nothing, then you haven't killed all the chickens. Ah. But that's the point. It is to kill all the chickens. And if you did quarantine and watch, then what you would see is that the PCR is a lie. Alternative protein. The Pentagon is back at it, using its troops as guinea pigs again. Oh, you thought it was just the vaccine? No. Alternative protein. The Pentagon contractor wants to feed U.S. troops lab-grown meat in order to reduce the CO2 footprint. Understand, the Pentagon has been right up front in all of this green nihilism from the very beginning. Are they going to have battery-powered missiles next? What are they going to do? Are they going to have, when they say they're going to have an artillery battery, do they mean that literally now as a lithium battery? A Pentagon contractor has received more than $500 million from the Defense Department to produce lab-grown meat for America's soldiers in order to reduce the CO2 footprint. BioMade is a public-private contractor with the DOD. Stop me if you've seen this before, but isn't that what they did at the NIH? Didn't they set up like a public-private partnership? Wasn't it the very people who were supposed to be looking at the vaccines and evaluating them? Weren't they making money off of this contract as well? A public-private partnership? This kind of corruption, folks, is the business model for the communist Chinese Communist Party, right? It is, by very definition, economic fascism. And so this kind of graft and corruption is there. And, of course, they're going to be producing a cell culture. They're going to sell tumor meat, or not sell it, but they're going to give it to the poor soldiers that they use as lab rats. It never ends, does it? Except our show ends. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for joining us. Have a good day. The Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. TheDavidKnightShow.com.